Good morning, welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you today, Callum?
Good morning. A bit of a sore throat, but I'll do my best.
Thanks, Callum. So it's now just over two weeks to the OPEC meeting. Last week, the International Energy Agency released its latest monthly update. So what clues does that give us as to what OPEC may decide?
Well, the IEA's latest forecast really just continue the theme of what their projections have been saying for a while, which is that the market looks to be pretty oversupplied next year if OPEC continue at their current rates of production. The IEA has kept its demand forecasts 2019 and 2020 unchanged on the previous report, which are 103 and 101.5 million barrels per day, so growth of 1.2 million barrels per day between 2019 and 20. It has increased slightly its forecast for non-OPEC supply in 2020, but by about 100,000 barrels per day. And it says that amongst non-OPEC supply, that the US will lead the way, but there will also be significant growth from Brazil, Norway, and indeed Guyana, which will, is a new producer. So it's not just about US shale. The IEA sees total non-OPEC supply growth of 2.3 million barrels per day in 2020 over 2019, and that's well ahead of its forecast for demand growth. And this means that the IEA estimates that OPEC only needs to produce 28.9 million barrels per day in 2020 to balance the market. Now that compares with current OPEC production growth for October, which was up over 1 million barrels per day on the previous month. Now, admittedly, that was just because the market was recovering from the Saudi drone strikes in September. But that brings the market back to pre-attack levels of just under 30 million barrels per day for OPEC. So in summary then, if OPEC and its coalition partners continue to produce at current levels, with OPEC producing 30 million barrels per day, the IEA's numbers suggest that the market will be oversupplied by a million barrels per day on average over the course of next year. And that's a pretty chunky surplus. And so the implication of that report, just as it's been saying for some months really, is that OPEC needs to cut production pretty significantly when it meets on the 5th of December.
Okay, and the forecast of oversupply is quite dependent on US production growth, but there are question marks over whether shale can deliver the forecast level of growth.
Well, that's right. There was quite a wobble in US production over the summer, although growth has recovered from that now and has increased again and has set fresh highs. But there are indeed concerns from investors about the profitability of shale production, and that's there are signs that's hampering investment into production growth and could curtail the outlook for growth in the future. And so that is the main argument for OPEC to keep production unchanged. But that might be a dangerous gamble because, as we know from history, shale production has often confounded the doubters in the past. And there is also a new wave of investment into shale production, which historically has been driven by independent producers. The oil majors are taking more and more an interest. They have stronger balance sheets. And also this process of consolidation is being combined with new technologies constantly being developed that could help drive costs lower, and indeed new pipeline capacity, which has helped alleviate some of the logistical bottlenecks that have been hampering production growth, say 12 months ago.
Okay, and if OPEC did leave production unchanged, how might the market react?
Well, I think if it does that on the basis that it doesn't believe US supply growth forecasts are credible, it will need to get markets to believe that story. And the challenge there is that OPEC is generally not very good at getting its message across. The meeting can be a little chaotic, to be frank. The press conference often tends to run over. Sometimes it's delayed into the following day. And usually when the press conference does happen, the messaging tends to be a bit woolly and a lot of questions are left unanswered. So all of this is not really very satisfactory for markets which are used to dealing with, say, central bank meetings, where you get a very precise message at a very specific time and quite a detailed press conference afterwards. So I think the initial reaction, if OPEC decided to leave its production unchanged, would be for the market to come off to fall quite significantly. The fact is that the oil market has struggled to be positive, particularly in the second half of this year. I mean, if we think back to the Saudi attacks, the drone attacks on Saudi Arabia, this is the largest disruption to supply we've ever seen. And although it did produce a significant rally, it faded out after about a week, and to all intents and purposes, the market now seems to have forgotten that ever happened. We've also seen more recently oil underperforming equities, whereas we've had fresh highs in the S&P 500, for example. So the market has struggled to become to be positive about oil prices. And it may be that over the course of the year, particularly if prices fall and OPEC stands its ground, that OPEC might ultimately be vindicated if it did leave production unchanged. But as I said before, that is certainly a gamble, and I think the short-term reaction to OPEC leaving production unchanged could be quite negative.
Okay, and finally, what kind of trading ranges might we see after the meeting?
Well, if OPEC does manage to, and its partners manage to deliver a sizable cut, say a million barrels per day or something of that order, we could see the market reacting pretty positively and testing some significant upside. So there's quite a lot going on from a technical point of view in the $64.50 to $65 per barrel area for Brent. There are some moving averages and trend line resistances. So if that area were to be broken, we could then see Brent possibly moving into the $65 to $70 per barrel range. On the downside, if OPEC leaves production unchanged, then we could look back to lows we've seen in recent months, around $56 per barrel in Brent. But it could be that the market falls through that and goes even lower. If we look back to the aftermath of last year's December OPEC meeting, when OPEC did actually deliver a significant production cut of 1.2 million barrels per day, along with its partners, and then Brent fell to $50 per barrel. So it may be that we see history repeating itself. We shall see.
We'll look out for that then. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.